Well, today, January 25th, is the feast day of the conversion of St. Paul. St. Paul is such an important saint that he has more than one feast day. We also celebrate the feast day of Saints Peter and Paul in June. But today, we have a day that commemorates how the grace of God transformed this persecutor of the Christians into perhaps the greatest missionary and one of the greatest saints the church has ever known. We know that St. Paul actually had two names. He was known as Saul of Tarsus. That was his Jewish name. And then Paul was his Roman name. Paul was both a Jewish member of the Pharisees, as well as being a Roman citizen. So we know by trade he was a tent maker. As a young man, he studied the Greek culture. We have a lot of these images in his writings about wrestling and military drills and processions, parades, and games. So Paul was a brilliant man, exposed to a great deal of obviously the Jewish culture, the Roman culture, and the Greek culture. So he's a brilliant man. He studied under Gamaliel as a young student and became a Pharisee of the very strict tradition. And so when this new way started, this Christianity, Saul of Tarsus became really the greatest enemy of the early church. We have accounts here in the Acts of the Apostles and other writings that Saul of Tarsus would arrest women and men and throw them into prison. In fact, he was on his way to Damascus to do the same thing when the grace of God intervened. And of course, the word grace in Latin is gratia, which means a free gift of God. There was nothing that Saul did to merit this grace. In fact, he was a bitter persecutor of the Christians. And yet, the grace of God came into his life. The Lord appeared to him in a flash of light on the road to Damascus. And he said something very interesting. He said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" See, the Lord identifies himself with the church. We can never separate Christ from his church. The church is the mystical body of Christ. Whatever we do to another person, that we do unto Christ. And this was so branded into the heart and mind of St. Paul that it became a common theme of his later writings, that we are the body of Christ. Paul thought he was doing God's work in persecuting the early Christians. He was so zealous in his Jewish faith, he thought that this was that these enemies were heretics and that he had to stamp out Christianity. And yet the Lord appeared to him and said, "No, you were not persecuting my enemy, you were persecuting me." And he says, "Who are you?" He says, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." He was given the gift of faith to know that Christ was the Son of God. And then immediately, instead of going into the town of Damascus on horseback to destroy the Christians, he had to be led into Damascus because he was blinded. So there he went to Ananias. Ananias prayed over him, and Paul was healed, and the scales fell from his eyes, and then Paul was baptized. It shows the importance of baptism to forgive sins. So we have here this great conversion account in today's readings. Well, then, of course, it was the early Christians were very suspicious, because then when Paul would come into their presence, they weren't sure if it was a trap, that he was trying to arrest as many as possible. But Paul had first gone and spent 3 years in the Arabian desert in prayer and fasting, and he went to Jerusalem, and still they weren't sure whether or not he was for real. But it was Barnabas who welcomed Paul and embraced him and introduced him to the other apostles. And of course, the rest is history. How Paul wrote the majority of the New Testament letters, traveled more than any of the other apostles, became one of the greatest saints in the history of the church. I think what we see in today's feast day is the grace of God that was given to Paul through no merit of his own. It was pure gift of God. But I think that the reason why the Lord gave Paul this conversion, I believe, was probably the prayer of the early Christians. They had suffered so much under Paul. They were probably sending up prayers and sacrifices for his conversion every day. What a great lesson that is for us. There's nobody beyond hope. There's nobody that the grace of God cannot reach. But we need to pray and sacrifice for them. And especially those who are very influential in our society and in the world. Imagine if we had the conversion of some of our Hollywood stars, or the conversion of wealthy billionaires, or the conversion of political leaders, conversion of sports stars. Think of that, what that would mean for the world if many of these prominent anti-Christians were converted to the Catholic faith, became daily communicants, and began to promote the Catholic faith in their own life. Think of what a great blessing that would be for the church. If people in the media, in the entertainment industry, in politics, in the different fields, would become converted to the Lord. And that's what we should do. We should pray by name for these people, people that you read about in the newspapers, and people in Hollywood, people in the different walks of life that are the most influential in our society, usually for evil or for bad. Pray for their conversion. Pray for them by name. Offer your communions for their conversion. Spend time in adoration for them. Because if we could get some more conversions like Saul of Tarsus, imagine how much the world would be brought closer to God. And now I'll give you a blessing with the relic of St. Paul, a 2,000-year-old relic. I hope you'll venerate this after Mass. Through the intercession of St. Paul, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.